Welcome, future legal professionals and curious minds, to our exploration of a critical but often overlooked cornerstone of our legal system, administrative law. When we think about law, our minds might jump to courtroom dramas, the Constitution, or landmark Supreme Court decisions. However, much of the legal landscape affecting our daily lives operates quietly in the background, governed by administrative law. This area of law might not grab headlines as often, but it is the unsung hero that regulates the quality of the water you drink, the cleanliness of the air you breathe, and the safety of the workplaces you will enter. Administrative law is the body of law that oversees the vast array of government agencies' activities. These agencies are the machinery behind the legislative and executive branches, ensuring that the laws passed by Congress are implemented and enforced. But what does this mean for you and me? It means that there is a legal framework ensuring that the food we eat is safe, that our personal information is protected, and that our environment is preserved for future generations. It's the reason we can trust in the safety of airplanes, understand the ingredients in our food, and have access to fair labor practices. The importance of administrative law cannot be overstated. It touches virtually every aspect of our lives, often in ways we might take for granted. When you turn on the tap at home, the clean water that flows out is regulated by administrative agencies working under laws designed to protect public health. When you enjoy a day outside, the clean air is the result of environmental regulations enforced by these agencies. And when you clock into work, the fair labor standards and safe working conditions are upheld by the very fabric of administrative law. But how does administrative law fulfill this monumental task? It regulates the powers, procedures, and actions of administrative agencies to ensure they operate within a framework of fairness and justice. This means that when an agency decides to issue a new regulation, there are rules it must follow, rules that allow for public comment, rules that require transparency, and rules that ensure decisions are made based on evidence. This legal framework is what keeps the system accountable to the public it serves. It's a dynamic interaction between the government and its citizens, ensuring that the balance of power remains in check and that the rights of individuals are protected. In essence, administrative law is the backbone of how policy becomes practice. It's the process through which abstract laws become concrete actions that improve and protect our lives. As we delve deeper into the intricacies of administrative law, keep in mind its fundamental purpose, to ensure that the immense power of administrative agencies is wielded judiciously, transparently, and always with the public good at the forefront. This is the silent, steady heartbeat of our legal system, pumping life into the statutes and legislation that frame our society. In the intricate tapestry of our government, administrative agencies represent the threads that connect legislative intentions with executive actions, weaving together the detailed regulations that govern our society. These bodies, both at the federal and state levels, are tasked with a profound responsibility to oversee and administer specific functions that keep our country running smoothly. But what exactly are these agencies, and how do they fit into the broader picture of government operations? Administrative agencies are specialized government organizations created to perform particular functions or regulate specific sectors of society and the economy. They are the arms of the government that directly touch the lives of citizens, overseeing everything from environmental protection to workplace safety, telecommunications, and financial markets. These agencies are designed to operate with a level of expertise and focus that legislative bodies, like Congress, cannot provide due to their broad scope of responsibilities. This specialization allows agencies to adapt and respond to evolving challenges and technologies in their respective fields. The role of these agencies is pivotal in bridging the gap between the broad, often abstract laws passed by Congress and the detailed, practical rules needed to implement those laws. Through their rulemaking, enforcement, and adjudication powers, administrative agencies interpret legislative mandates, fleshing them out into comprehensive regulations that affect the fabric of daily life. They are the mechanism through which the legislative intentions become practical realities, ensuring that laws are not just words on paper, but living, breathing standards that protect and regulate public and private activities. Types of administrative agencies. Executive agencies. Executive agencies are those that fall under the direct authority and control of the president or executive officials. This close relationship with the executive branch ensures that these agencies are closely aligned with the president's policy objectives and can be directly influenced by executive decisions. The Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, and the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, serve as prime examples of executive agencies. The HHS is charged with protecting the health of all Americans and providing essential human services, especially for those least able to help themselves. On the other hand, the EPA's mission is to protect human health and the environment. These agencies execute the laws passed by Congress, translating legislative mandates into actionable policies and regulations. Their roles encompass a broad spectrum of responsibilities, from regulating pollutants and toxic substances to ensuring food safety and public health. Independent regulatory agencies. Contrasting with executive agencies, independent regulatory agencies are established by Congress to oversee and regulate specific areas of economic activity with a significant degree of independence from the executive branch. This independence is crucial as it allows these agencies to make decisions based on expert judgment and data, free from political pressures that might sway their regulatory actions. The Federal Communications Commission, FCC, and the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, exemplify independent regulatory agencies. The FCC regulates interstate and international communications by radio, television, wire, satellite, and cable in the public interest. Meanwhile, the SEC works to protect investors, maintain fair, orderly, and efficient markets, and facilitate capital formation. The independence of these agencies is a double-edged sword, providing them the autonomy needed to regulate industries effectively, but also necessitating robust mechanisms to ensure they remain accountable to the public and aligned with legislative intent. The distinction between executive and independent regulatory agencies highlights the diversity in how the government approaches regulation and oversight. Executive agencies, with their close ties to the president, ensure that the executive branch's policy goals are effectively implemented. In contrast, independent regulatory agencies offer a buffer against political influence, focusing on maintaining fair and efficient markets and protecting the public interest in specialized areas. In summary, administrative agencies, whether executive or independent, play a critical role in the functioning of our government and society. They translate legislative visions into tangible regulations that impact every aspect of our lives, from the air we breathe to the integrity of our financial institutions. Understanding the structure, function, and types of administrative agencies provides a foundation for appreciating the complexity and importance of administrative law in our legal system. The creation and organization of administrative agencies are foundational elements in understanding how these bodies function within the broader context of government operations. This process, governed by legislative acts and structured for efficiency and accountability, is pivotal in translating legislative intentions into practical governance and regulatory oversight. Let's delve deeper into the intricacies of how agencies come into being and how they are organized to fulfill their designated roles. Creation through legislative acts. The genesis of an administrative agency is always through an act of Congress. This legislative process starts with the identification of a need, perhaps a new area requiring regulation, such as emerging technologies, or a public demand for greater oversight in certain sectors, like finance or healthcare. Once this need is acknowledged, Congress crafts and passes a legislative act that formally establishes the agency. This act is not just a birth certificate, it's a blueprint. It outlines the agency's purpose, delineating the scope of its authority and the breadth of its responsibilities. It also specifies the powers the agency will have, such as the ability to issue rules, conduct investigations, enforce compliance, and adjudicate disputes. This legislative foundation serves multiple purposes. First, it ensures that the agency's creation is a response to a democratically identified need, reflecting the will of the people as expressed through their elected representatives. Second, it provides a legal framework that sets the boundaries of the agency's operations, guarding against overreach and ensuring that its actions are subject to oversight and review. Organizational structure. The organizational structure of an administrative agency is critical to its effectiveness. While there is variability depending on the agency's specific mission and the scope of its activities, certain common elements can be identified across most agencies. At the top of this structure is typically a head or commission. For executive agencies, this head is usually an appointed official, directly accountable to the president. In contrast, independent regulatory agencies are often governed by a commission, a multi-member body that ensures a diversity of viewpoints and a degree of bipartisan governance. These commissions are designed to operate independently of direct presidential control, with members serving fixed terms. Beneath this leadership layer, administrative judges or adjudicators play a vital role in the agency's function. These individuals are responsible for hearing and deciding disputes that arise under the agency's regulations, providing an internal mechanism for enforcing compliance and resolving conflicts. This judicial function is crucial for maintaining the rule of law within the regulated community, offering a process for fair adjudication that is more specialized and streamlined than the federal court system. Supporting these roles is a staff of professionals, experts in their respective fields, who carry out the day-to-day operations of the agency. This staff includes policy analysts, enforcement officers, scientists, economists, and other specialists who provide the technical expertise necessary for the agency to fulfill its regulatory functions. They are the backbone of the agency, conducting research, drafting regulations, performing inspections, and engaging with the public and regulated entities to ensure effective oversight. The structure of these agencies is not arbitrary, but designed to promote efficient, transparent, and accountable governance. The leadership provides direction and accountability. The adjudicative arm ensures fairness and legality in enforcement actions, and the staff executes the agency's mission through expert analysis and regulation. To visually represent this, imagine a chart with the agency's head or commission at the top, administrative judges in the middle tier, and a broad base of specialized staff. This hierarchical structure facilitates clear lines of responsibility and accountability, ensuring that the agency operates within its legislative mandate while adapting to the challenges and changes of its regulatory domain. In conclusion, the creation and organization of administrative agencies are processes grounded in legislative authority and structured for functional efficiency. This framework not only enables these agencies to address specific areas of public and economic life, but also ensures that they do so in a manner that is accountable to the public and aligned with democratic principles. Diving deeper into the functions of administrative agencies, it's essential to understand that these institutions are not merely bureaucratic entities, but are pivotal in shaping the legal and regulatory environment that affects nearly every aspect of our daily lives. From ensuring the safety of the food we eat and the air we breathe, to regulating financial markets and workplace safety, administrative agencies have a broad and impactful reach. Let's explore these functions in more detail, dedicating 2 minutes to each key area: rulemaking, adjudication, investigation, enforcement, and licensing. Rulemaking. Rulemaking is the backbone of an administrative agency's function, allowing it to create new regulations or amend existing ones to implement the laws passed by Congress. This process transforms broad legislative directives into specific, actionable policies and standards that govern various activities and industries. The rulemaking process. Notice of Proposed Rulemaking, NPRM. The process begins with an NPRM, published in the Federal Register, to inform the public of the agency's intent to introduce new regulations or amend existing ones. This notice includes details about the proposed rule, its legal basis, and the rationale behind it. Public comment period. Following the NPRM, the agency opens a period for public comments, typically lasting 30 to 60 days. During this time, individuals, businesses, advocacy groups, and other stakeholders can submit feedback, criticisms, and suggestions regarding the proposed rule. Review and revision. The agency reviews all comments received, considering them carefully in the context of the proposed regulation. This process may lead to revisions of the rule to address valid concerns or to incorporate useful suggestions. Final rule publication. After considering public input, the agency publishes the final rule in the Federal Register, along with a detailed response to the comments received and an explanation of any changes made to the original proposal. This final rule becomes legally enforceable after a specified period. Adjudication. Adjudication within administrative agencies is akin to court proceedings, but occurs within the framework of the agency's regulations. It is the mechanism through which disputes involving regulatory compliance, enforcement actions, and other issues are resolved. Comparison with judicial court proceedings. Administrative law judges, ALJs. Agencies employ ALJs to preside over hearings, applying the agency's regulations and precedent to the cases at hand. Hearing process. Similar to court trials, these hearings allow for the presentation of evidence, witness testimony, and arguments by both parties. However, they are often less formal and can be quicker than court proceedings. Decisions and appeals. ALJs issue decisions that can be appealed within the agency's hierarchy and eventually to federal courts. This process ensures that agency decisions are subject to review and oversight. Investigation. Investigations are critical for monitoring compliance with regulations and identifying potential violations. These activities allow agencies to gather the information necessary to enforce regulatory standards and maintain the integrity of the sectors they regulate. Investigative methods. Audits and inspections. Routine or targeted reviews of regulated entities to verify compliance with established standards and regulations. Subpoenas and information requests. Legal tools that compel the production of documents, records, or testimony relevant to an investigation. Surveillance and monitoring. Ongoing activities that allow agencies to keep a watchful eye on regulated sectors, using technology and data analysis to identify irregularities. Enforcement. Enforcement actions are taken to correct violations and ensure compliance with regulatory standards. These measures are crucial for upholding the law and protecting public health, safety, and welfare. Enforcement tools. fines and penalties, financial sanctions imposed on violators calculated to outweigh the benefits gained from noncompliance, cease and desist orders, directives that require violators to stop illegal activities and take corrective actions, license revocation or suspension, the removal or temporary suspension of the legal right to engage in regulated activities reserved for serious or repeated violations. Licensing. Licensing is a gatekeeping function, ensuring that individuals and entities meet established standards before engaging in certain regulated activities or professions. This process is vital for protecting the public and ensuring the competence and integrity of professionals in various fields. Licensing procedures. Application and review. Prospective licensees must submit applications demonstrating their qualifications, which agencies review for compliance with regulatory standards. Examinations and background checks. Many fields require applicants to pass exams or undergo background checks to verify their suitability and integrity. Issuance and renewal. Licenses are issued for a specified period, requiring renewal and, in some cases, continuing education to maintain validity and ensure ongoing compliance with industry standards. In summary, the functions of administrative agencies, rulemaking, adjudication, investigation, enforcement, and licensing collectively ensure that laws and regulations are effectively implemented and enforced. These functions enable agencies to adapt to new challenges, protect public interests, and maintain the integrity and safety of various sectors and professions. Through these mechanisms, administrative agencies play an indispensable role in the governance and regulatory oversight of society.